Okay, our third stop on our tour is Thanksgiving Square, a rather curious park that you can see out the left of the window as we're moving on Herve to the north, with this strange white spiral tower. This park was designed by the architect Philip Johnson, and it too is a clearing, sort of an urban renewal scheme. This area, this block, this triangular little space was cleared out to create this little pocket park. It's never been super successful, but like many things in Dallas, it's being remade right now. Directly across from the street from it, out your right window, is the Republic Bank Center. Built, it's a beautiful, beautiful punched metal skyscraper built in the 1950s by the New York architects Harrison and Abramovitz. And this is just a masterpiece of mid-century modern building. It was built for the Republic Bank, which was the largest and most powerful bank in Dallas. And you will see that there was a second taller tower built adjacent to it afterwards. The first building was so successful that it encouraged the building of a second equally beautiful tower. And perhaps the most interesting sight across the street, so you'll see the DART train runs through on Pacific here, and right across the street is the old post office and courthouse of Dallas. It's now still the post office still functions there, but the building has been converted mostly to residential. But it was the original courthouse, or one of the original courthouses in Dallas, and in fact, it was the site where Roe versus Wade, which is obviously just been overturned, was first litigated. Reminder that that Roe v. Wade case was a Dallas case, and Michael, that the Wade was a specifically and very influential and critical person in the history of not just the country, but also Dallas.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people, even locally, lose sight of the fact that Wade was a human being, and Henry Wade, and sort of an unusual figure in many respects in the history of Dallas. One of the things Wade prided himself on for many years was that he never lost a case. It was almost like, in legal terms, he saw himself as, the Alabama football team or something. You know, he wanted to remain undefeated. And the Roe v. Wade case, was obviously the biggest name case associated with his name. But one of the things, being an arts writer, one of the things I wanted to tell the people on the bus about is, you should watch a documentary called The Thin Blue Line, directed by Errol Morris. It came out in 1988. The poor man that was wrongly convicted in that case was prosecuted by Henry Wade, part of the undefeated string that he wanted to, continue. But undoubtedly, there were other people who were wrongly convicted. But this was one of the more celebrated examples. I think it's a very powerful, compelling documentary. Also, not to talk too much about the assassination, but Henry Wade would have prosecuted Lee Harvey Oswald had there been a trial, and he did prosecute Jack Ruby and got a conviction in that case. Although, what a lot of people don't realize about Ruby is that conviction was later overturned on appeal. And but Ruby died before there could be another trial.
Okie doke, moving on to our next stop.